All right, well, thank you for agreeing to talk with us today. We're going to be talking about Park Central Mall, but we'll start with a little background information. So first, if you could tell me your name.
Naomi Reamer.
Okay. and tell me a little bit about your family. Are you a Phoenix native? Did you grow up in the area?
My family. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm one of nine children. I was married in Tucson, and then we heard about Park Central, and that's how come we moved up to Phoenix.
You moved to Phoenix specifically because of the mall?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Came up here for that, okay. The opening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what in particular drew you up for the opening?
I'm sorry.
What specifically because of the mall opening brought you up from Tucson? Was it just the opening of the mall itself?
Well, I mean, we you know, signed a lease, and okay. We were here to do business, and okay. We've been here since 1957.
Okay. So you were in Tucson, and then essentially you heard
right.
about the mall.
Originally, I am from New Jersey.
Okay.
But we met in Tucson, were married there, and then we came up to Phoenix.
Okay. Were you at the University of Arizona when you were in Tucson?
Or? No.
Okay. So what brought you from New Jersey to...
Oh, I had a sister. I have a sister. At that time, she was young, and she was having a baby. My mother said, my parents said, we want you to go to be with her. And so I came when people didn't fly and came to Tucson and absolutely fell in love with Arizona, and I knew that's for me.
Okay.
So...
And then you mentioned that you had heard about Park Central before actually being in Phoenix. You'd heard about that they were going to build it, so this was before the mall was constructed?
You know, I'm not really too sure, just my husband was kind of, I guess he heard about the mall and through salespeople that were, there was a store in Tucson that belonged to his parents, and it was called the Hall of Cards. And so my husband did a lot of the buying, and I guess he heard that there was a store coming in Phoenix, a shopping center, and he became very interested.
Okay, and what was your husband's name?
Bruce.
And so he signed a lease and you opened a store, and which store was that?
And that was Reamer's.
Reamer's.
Reamer's Distinctive Gifts.
Okay. It's probably on our
1960s. I have it. I brought this. I don't know if you want to take... But this was his business card.
Oh, wonderful.
And then this is his stationery.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
60 Park Central, right?
Yeah. Wonderful.
They took a copy of that, so.
Okay. Great. So he operated a store here in the mall.
Correct.
And were you involved with the store?
I was.
Okay.
He taught me the business as I was working,
okay. And
I was very involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember what the other stores were like, what the mall was like at that time when it first opened?
Oh, I know a lot of the stores, right? A lot.
Okay.
Yeah. You probably have a list of a lot of them.
Yeah, actually, we have a list.
Okay, yeah.
We have a list right here. So, I mean, in terms of like your store specifically, what was the shopping experience for shoppers there?
It was great. It was an outdoor mall. It was a neighborhood. It was the first shopping center, of course, in Phoenix. So all the stores from downtown moved what they called uptown. There was another mall that opened, and that was Uptown Plaza, but it was just like a strip. And, of course, the leads here was Goldwater's and Diamonds. And Penny's also did come, but a little later. But these were individual, a lot of, not chain stores, a lot of individual people that own these stores and maybe had been in business before they opened up in Park Central.
Okay. And what would your typical customer be like back then?
Everybody. Young, old. Because we had a big greeting card business, so we, of course, attracted a lot of people.
Okay.
And we were on a very good corner.
Okay. In addition to greeting cards, you mentioned gifts.
We had gifts and greeting cards and a pen department and leather goods, and we did wedding orders and anything that had to be printed through albums, catalogs that we took orders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Graduation announcements, things like that.
And of course, cards for all the different seasons were always big and lots. And
okay. We've seen photos of the mall having special events. Do you remember
yes.
those?
They did. They did. They tried. Yes, they did. I actually can't think of any that would be so specific, but they did have attractions, and people just came to the mall to eat, to walk. They saw people. They knew people. It was a very friendly mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things that we know happened here, you know, they would have car shows. They had some antique car shows. They actually had the Phoenix Auto Show was here for many years. You know, they did other things with, like, you know, florists and Disney and things like that. Did you find that those events tended to attract a lot of people? You know,
Yes. It was, you know, families came Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a big thing again. Around the holidays, they also decorated and had nice things for families to come to.
Okay. A lot of modern malls, you know, are open 7 days a week. Was Park Central Mall in the early days, I mean, was it closed on Sundays? How did it kind of operate in terms of hours and days of the week?
Well, at the first, when it opened, there was no night hours and definitely not Sunday. And slowly, it started to be one or two nights a week, and then it was Sunday, and on as different places opened and required it. So my husband didn't love that, especially Sunday.
Were there, what was the mix of stores at that time, if you remember, in terms of just type, like clothing, shoe?
Everything.
Okay.
Shoes, jewelry, clothing, Newberry 5 and 10, the department stores, drugstore, restaurants, yeah, a good mix, enough to bring people in.
And was it kind of sort of a one of everything, or were there sort of multiple dress shops, multiple shoe stores?
It just depended, you know. There were sporting goods store in specialty stores like that, and then it was like one of that type. But gift shops, there were several. There were Southwest stores, a lot of clothing stores, shoe stores, yeah.
Okay.
Good variety.
Okay. Did your store have a main competitor, or what was that like?
Did it have what?
A competitor, like, did you have a main sort of?
Oh, well, we had, a lot of people sold cards and gifts, and yes, there was. But my husband was an excellent businessman, and he ran a very good working order business, and we had a lot of good business and worked hard and loved it. We did. We loved it. And we were there for 20 years.
Wonderful.
A long time.
Did the store then move to another location? Or?
Well, we, in the meantime, opened because Christown opened in 1961. And so we did open in Christown, and then from Christown we went to another, and so on. So, but we kept Park Central.
Okay.
Until there were changes. After 20 years, there were a lot of changes going on, possibly even with the ownership. I'm not too sure. So it was time for us to, we didn't sell it. We moved on and left.
Okay. You shop in the mall as well as
me personally. Yes. Oh yeah,
okay.
Me, my kids, of course. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And at that time, did you live locally, like in North Central, Phoenix, or were you somewhere else in the city? Like, where was home during?
Oh, Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah, lived nearby. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so everybody, the whole family, kind of also shopped at Park Central.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Was the Uptown Shopping Center much of a competition for that, or was Park Central kind of the main place?
Well, I think when Christown opened, there was probably some competition. Christown was bigger mm-hmm. and indoor. Park Central was outdoor, and but then more people had moved and come, and so I think Park Central never really fell down. It was still always good, and of course office buildings and the hospital and stuff like that. So,
okay,
yeah.
When you were, you know, kind of initially in business in the '60s, what was the fashion like? What did customers wear?
I don't, you know, just I don't really a specific, you know.
Were they more
casual?
But more dressed up than, say, people would do today.
Well, everything was more dressed up than today. I mean, today, it's and that's why the clothing stores have a tough time. Yeah. It's a lot of fashion. And, of course, Goldwater's was such a leading store. And so was Diamonds. Yes, it was good. They were busy.
Okay. In terms of you know, the mall, in terms of your own shopping, did you have a favorite store that you frequented here?
Not really. You know, just depending, you know, what I needed.
Okay.
And the merchants that privately owned their shops were very friendly with each other. And so I think we shopped there, we participated in other businesses and stuff, but no real special. Right, I'm not the biggest shopper.
Okay. And you had mentioned signing a lease in the early 60s and opening the shop at Park Central. You were there for 20 years, so would you be closing the shop in the 80s? Is that the timeline, roughly? Or?
I'm not following.
When you said you were in Park Center Mall for 20 years.
About 20 years,
okay.
Yeah.
So since that's like, is it the early 80s when you closed the store?
Probably, because this was 57 to 67, 77. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Were there specific reasons? I mean, did business decline? Was it just like different clientele? I mean, what was the reason for closing the Park Central?
Well, our lease was up.
Okay.
And then there were changes. Like I said, I think that different people that owned the mall, there were changes with them as well. And then, of course, the leases, the rental leases, quite a bit of difference in money. And then we already had two other stores in Phoenix, one in Christown and then one in Los Arcos, which is Scottsdale. And we also had some shops in San Diego.
Oh.
So it was sad, very sad when we left for us. But it was, the time was right.
Okay. Were other stores leaving around the same time?
There were changes. There were changes, yes. Because we didn't have a 20-year lease. We started with a 10 and then had to release. So I imagine other stores, I don't know what kind of leases they had. But, yeah, there were changes, mm-hmm, definitely.
Was Goldwater still there?
Oh, yes.
When you,
oh, yes.
Even in the early 80s,
yes.
When you were closing down? Okay.
Can I tell you a nice story about
sure.
The Goldwaters? Okay. In our store, at busy times, there were long lines because we sold cards and they had to be added up, you know, and not like on the register, 25 cents and 50 cents. You did it in your head. And Peggy Goldwater, who was Barry Goldwater's wife, came into the store and the line was long. She didn't take what she had in her hand and come up to the register and say, "I'm Mrs. Goldwater and can you help me with this?" She stood in line with all the people and people knew her. "Hi, Peggy. Hi, Peggy." And I thought, oh my God, she's a real lady.
Wow.
Right. And didn't ask for anything special, no matter who she was. I thought that was great.
Did Barry Goldwater ever come to the store?
No.
Or did you see him at the mall ever?
I don't really remember him, but she came to the mall. I'm sure she shopped at her store. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So we have other photos that kind of show the mall being decorated for holidays like Christmas and things like that. Can you describe, do you remember that? And just can you describe what it looked like and kind of how it was decorated?
I'm not following.
Like, we've seen some photos where they've put up like Christmas lights or like that for holidays. I'm wondering if you have like specific memories of that.
Oh, yes, definitely. They decorated. They also had booths where they gift wrapped, and the charge was to a group, and the money went to charity. So they did charitable things, and it was a good mall. It was, yeah.
Okay.
Running out.
Was there a specific way they would decorate, like a style? Did they have sort of a Southwestern yet Christmas style?
Not specifically, just different things. I don't really remember, but it was always decorated, and people would bring to show the tree and the, you know, and stuff like that. It was a very first class, high class mall.
Would they have a Santa Claus and do the pictures with Santa and things like that?
Did they
have like a Santa Claus at the mall for Christmas?
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
And photographs.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, everything.
Okay. So do you have a particular, like, sort of fond memory, like what's your fondest memory of either running the store or shopping at the mall or both?
Nothing specific, you know. I mean, you know, we caught shoplifters in our store. We had a very nice class of people. We became friendly with the customers. It was good. We loved our work. We loved our store. And it was good. It was
okay. And the Park Central Mall was your first store?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did you and your husband primarily continue to work at that store?
Yes.
Or like when you opened the others, did you work there?
Well, no. When we opened Christown, then my husband went to Christown. So I had Park Central, and then he had Christown, and then divided his time with Los Arcos. We also have two grown children at the time, and they also worked in the stores a lot.
Okay.
So that was a great help as well.
Okay. All right. And are some of your stores still in operation today?
Pardon me?
Are some of your stores in the other locations still open today?
Yeah.
No. He wants to know if any of our stores are open today.
Oh, today?
Today.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. We closed Park Central, and I really don't know what went in after we left, because once I leave, I'm gone. I can't handle going back. So I never went back, and I have no idea what went in, and that was it.
Okay.
Right.
So really, your association with the mall ended in the early 80s when that store closed.
Yes.
Okay, so you...
Mine. Okay. I'm sure my husband went back.
Okay. So you didn't come back to shop or anything
nothing.
Like that for that time period?
Over.
Okay. Were you still living in the area locally, or had you moved to somewhere?
No, we still live in... I still live in Phoenix.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you shifted your shopping to another area.
Well, you know, the older you get, you don't really need too much shopping, and I do spend some time in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
I have some children there, too, and so, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't come back. That was over.
Okay. So Phoenix was obviously very different in the early 60s.
Oh, yes, yes. It was right. Well, when I first came to Phoenix, before we even opened up the store. I went to Penny's, and there was an escalator, and people didn't even know how to get on and off the escalator. And when you went down the escalator, there was a big, big portrait of J.C. Penney that you had to look at. And it just changed. Well, first of all, when Park Central opened, then downtown took a real beating. And a lot of the stores came to Park Central. And eventually they did close downtown. Okay. Yeah, it was too close to, yeah, so.
And in terms of the growth, you know, in the early 60s, the city certainly kind of petered out around Northern Avenue, and obviously now it goes much, much, much farther. Can you describe a little bit about that, just like the phenomenal growth that was happening in terms of housing and building?
I don't really know. You know, there were houses and developments and stores, but I was so busy that I really didn't pay too much attention to how things were growing because it didn't affect me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you find that other developments that happened during that time period, like the freeway building they were doing, affected business? A lot more people to come to the store, or did that not?
Well, I'm sure there was a certain percent, but was that percent where more people were moving in? Because at the time, also, there was the West Side, which was Maryvale. And there was a shopping center there, too, which I don't even remember, but I know there was one. So I imagine people could not come to Park Central, but people liked Park Central. They liked it, definitely.
Did you find that when they built Christown, did that affect business at Park Central, or did it not really draw business away from?
I don't think. Well, it didn't. I can only talk for our business. Mm-hmm. It didn't affect our business. It really did not,
okay.
Because it drew people, say, from the north and the west side, and Park Central, kind of took another group. Mm-hmm. So.
Did the Christown Mall have a similar mix of stores? Did they have a Goldwaters?
They didn't have Goldwaters. They had a store at that time called Corks.
Okay.
And which was later
Macy's.
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 I think, yeah, whatever. But it was not the quality or the elegance of Goldwaters. I mean, Goldwaters was Goldwaters. And but I think the malls did well because there was an influx of people, a lot of people. I mean, it grew.
Okay. Did you find over time that, like, even at Park Central, the business just kept growing in terms of volume?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. But you see, we owned it and we paid attention to it and we did the buying. We were very involved. So when there was a problem, we were able to take care of it. And then when new things came out, we did our buying. We were the ones that did the buying, so we were on top of all the new stuff. And my husband was a very good businessman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was the primary customer, were they women, men? I mean, who were the...
A lot of women, but men too, because they would come from the office buildings on Central. So during lunch hour, they would come if they needed cards or if they needed a gift. A lot of offices, they exchanged gifts. I mean, it was busy. It was busy.
Was Saturday then a particular busy day? Or?
Well, family day, Yeah, Saturday probably was always a good business day.
But was the volume pretty steady even during the week?
Pardon me?
Was the volume fairly steady even during the week, during that time period?
Yeah. Well, during the week, we had a lot of office and business people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, the weekends. And then the nights, they weren't great, but, the stores started to stay open. So, of course, one follows the other. And there's certain rules when you're in a mall that you open if that's what's happening.
Okay.
And you don't have a choice.
Was there, when you made the decision not to renew your lease at Park Central, had there been other businesses that were making sort of the same decision at the same time? Was there kind of a turnover of original businesses from the early 60s?
Not too many. Some, but not a majority. The people that were the originals and had small businesses worked them. In other words, they didn't own them and then have managers.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps the business quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Park Central have a particular meaning to you when you think about it? Do you have sort of general feeling about the mall in general?
I'm sorry, I'm not. Did they?
Does the mall sort of have a special
an association?
Meaning to you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
They had an association, and of course, they all participated. We had an occasion once a year where we all participated. It was a party night, kind of. And it was a good mall. It was people that were interested, people, like I say, that ran their businesses rather than managers. There were some, of course. And but when you're there on the premises, it makes a difference.
Okay. When you think back on it, does it have a sort of special meaning to you? Does it, you know, how do you kind of feel about it?
Well, I never really went to the special meetings. I went to the party the once a year, but my husband was the one that participated at the meetings, and yeah, so I really...
What about the mall in general? Like, if you think about it, like, if you think back on the mall then, now, what do you kind of feel about it? The mall in general?
Well, when I came here today, I didn't know that it was all blocked off, so I thought I was going to walk down and look at my store. You know, it's progress. I mean, you know, I don't know if they're putting shops in. I don't know if it's going to be a shopping center. I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, my understanding is the revitalization plan is similar to what they did to the shopping center at Camelback and Central, where they're trying to restore it back to the look it had originally. And try to revitalize it as a retail.
Oh, you mean Uptown Plaza?
Yes. So Uptown Plaza, about 2 years ago or so, was completely redone and restored back to its original look. And they got a whole new group of restaurants and other retailers in. I think they're trying to do the same thing here. So really trying to bring it back to the way it was sort of in the 60s.
Well, maybe the layout is similar, but they've also expanded at Uptown Plaza, and there's a lot of restaurants, and there's still some stores that are empty because the rents have gotten very, very high, and, you know, it's limited parking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Park Central, you had parking, a lot of parking, and then they had a second level of parking where they wanted the owners and employees to park, so there would be enough for the customers. But I don't know too much about Uptown Plaza because when we came, we were so involved that, you know. I don't know. I thought that Uptown Plaza was just like a kind of an L shape.
Mm-hmm. Primarily.
Yeah, but I think it's more than that now.
Yeah, from what I saw, it looks like
okay.
They sort of expanded back.
Yeah, they expanded in the back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't be talking about them, but they also are probably seeing some changes, a lot of changes, because they have opened up to doing a lot of outside things that they never did before.
Okay. Are there other sort of things we haven't talked about Park Central or your store at Park Central that you'd like to mention?
Um,
I don't think she understood the question.
Oh. No, I don't think I do understand the question.
Just in terms of the conversation we've had so far, in terms of either Park Central Mall or your store specifically, are there things that we haven't talked about that we that you'd like to mention?
Oh. I can't think of anything, you know.
Okay.
It was just, it was a good mall. It was a good mall, very accessible. It was hard to go to Park Central and not find what you were looking for. Yeah. I mean, I feel that the people didn't have to go downtown, and that is what happened, because then they started to close downtown.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Park Central took over.
Do you think that's essentially what sort of led to the decline of Park Central, is when the stores started to leave Park Central, then they didn't have as much to draw?
Well, I'm sure there were, you know, changes. Like I say, I didn't go back, but
okay.
I'm sure a lot. And then, you know, different things happen with individuals. When their leases are up, then they think that maybe it's time to say goodbye.
Okay.
And so I think that that was some of it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
I hope I answered some of your questions,
and
I know that I can only tell you that from what I told you, that it was a great place, and we were very fortunate that my husband made the decision to come here to Phoenix and open Park Central, and he and one of the owners, Ralph Bergbacher, which I'm sure you've heard the name, he had partners, but Ralph would be the one in town, and they got along well and respected each other, and it was good. It was very good for us.
You know, I know that she's, are they done, are you done with that? So I just have a couple of things to add, because I was very involved with the business as well.
Okay.
But a cute story is, I live, when you said that it left at Northern, you know, that the end was Northern. So I live at 15th Avenue Northern, right in that area, and there's a park called Butler Park. And I walk my dog all the time. And I was walking, you know, I walk every day. So one time this lady finally says to me, she goes, I've been dying to ask you this for so long. She goes, are you a Reamer? Because my mother and I look a lot alike. And probably at that time, I was the same age as my mother probably was. I said, I am. And she said, oh, I knew it. I kept telling my daughter, that's a Reamer. That's a Reamer. She says, I used to shop in your store all the time. And I recognized you, and I knew, and I just didn't have the nerve to ask you. So all those years later, I mean, we've been closed since 1977 or 78 at Park Central. And
I could do is still get people.
Yeah.
In fact, the man that was sitting there,
right,
that I was talking to, he said to me, I know you. And he said, and I said who I was. And then he said, I'm trying to think of your husband's name. And then his wife was talking to somebody, probably interviewing like you have, you know, whatever. People, they were repeat customers. They were repeat people coming into the mall. It was just a gathering.
It was a community.
Huh?
It was a community.
Yeah. It
people
was a gathering. It was a gathering place. I mean, it was great. Let me tell you. Is this recorded? I hope not. Oh, it is? Okay. Even the owners didn't expect it to be what it turned out to be.
Right.
They were like in shock. That's my opinion. And I was young. I was 30 years old.
And when you ask about the events that went on, so I was little, you know, at the time when we moved here. I was 5?
Yes.
So El Rancho was the market here. And so I remember going, they had Easter egg hunts in where they closed the grocery store. And all these kids came to the Easter egg hunt. Do you remember that? And they gave, at Christmas time, or Easter maybe it was, they had the Easter bunny giving away rabbits. And my brother finagled a rabbit for us. So they had a lot of promotional things that went on in the mall. My mom stayed in the store, and we roamed the mall, because you could do that when you were kids back then. And so, and we went
we were at the mall a lot because if we didn't have a babysitter or something like that.
Right. Well, if they had to shop, they could go into the stores. I mean, it was that kind of a thing. They could go into Diamonds, especially, and try clothes on and put them, tell the girl who they were and tell them that your mother will come up and look at them. And today, the kids have the charge cards and they have this. They don't need the mothers. And they would, and I would go up with them and then try the dresses on. They tried them on. And then I would pick what I thought was proper and the price was right. And
yeah, it was good times.
It was a good life.
Great. Wonderful.
We're lucky. Right corner, right place.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's a good part of life. You don't have to be overly smart, but you have to be, it just has to be the right timing. And for us, it was. And we appreciated it and made the best of it, and it worked out. So, great. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
That's wonderful.